I read the front page headlines through the newspaper machines as I walk to lunch each day, and nothing more. In 5 years, I haven't had a single problem due to this selective ignorance. It gives you something new to ask the rest of the population in lieu of small talk. Tell me, what's new in the world? And if it's that important, you'll hear people talking about it. Using my crib notes approach to world affairs, I also retain more than someone who loses the forest for the trees in a sea of extraneous details. From an actionable information standpoint, I consume a maximum of 1/3 of one industry magazine, Response Magazine, and one business magazine, Inc., per month, for a grand total of approximately 4 hours. That's it for results-oriented reading. I read an hour of fiction prior to bed for relaxation. How on earth do I act responsibly? Let me give you an example of how I and other NR both consider and obtain information. I voted in the last presidential election despite having been in Berlin. I made my decision in a matter of hours. First, I sent emails to educated friends in the United States who share my values and asked them who they were voting for and why. Second, I judge people based on actions and not words. Thus, I asked friends in Berlin who had more perspective outside of U.S. media propaganda how they judged the candidates based on their historical behavior. Last, I watched the presidential debates. That was it. I let other dependable people synthesize hundreds of hours and thousands of pages of media for me. It was like having dozens of personal information assistants, and I didn't have to pay them a single cent. That's a simple example, you say, but what if you need to learn to do something your friends haven't done, like, say, sell a book to the world's largest publisher as a first-time author? Funny you should ask. There are two approaches I used. One, I picked one book out of dozens based on reader reviews and the fact that the authors had actually done what I wanted to do. If the task is how-to in nature, I only read accounts that are how I did it and autobiographical. No speculators or wannabes are worth the time. 2. Using the book to generate intelligent and specific questions, I contacted 10 of the top authors and agents in the world via email and phone with a response rate of 80%. I only read the sections of the book that were relevant to immediate next steps, which took less than 2 hours. To develop a template email and call script took approximately 4 hours, and the actual emails and phone calls took less than an hour. This personal contact approach is not only more effective and more efficient than all-you-can-eat info buffets, it also provided me with the major league alliances and mentors necessary to sell this book. Rediscover the power of the forgotten skill called talking. It works. Once again, less is more.